SBS Radio.
Now, you've written this new book. It's called The Boy from the Mish. Tell us, why did you set out to write this book, Gary?
The reason I wrote the book was, I noticed a real gap in the market for, Aboriginal young adult stories and in particular queer Aboriginal stories. So, it was just a sort of reaction. I'd read a book called Simon vs. the Homo Sapiens Agenda, which is it's an American book, but it's YA and it's about a gay teen coming to terms with his sexuality. And it just got me thinking that I'd love to read a book like that that's written by an Aboriginal author and about an Aboriginal character and set in Australia. So, I set out to write it. And, it was just sort of the book that I hoped I would have read when I was a teen. So, I think I would have really, it would have really helped to read a story about an Aboriginal kid that was going through what I was going through.
And are you happy to talk with us about what you did go through as a young fella?
I really didn't go through too much. I was very much, it was just my secret that I kept to myself and didn't really start exploring until my early 20s. But yeah, it was all just that, that internal shame and, self-hatred. And I really didn't like myself, particularly through my later 10 years. But, I think that's, again, a reaction from the world I grew up in, how gay people are portrayed on TV and, TV back then when I was growing up was very different to now. There's a lot more representation these days, especially growing up in the country. There was nothing for, gay kids or any other kids that identify as LGBTQI, whereas it's a lot better these days. But, not while I was growing up, there was nothing.
You mentioned there you felt a sense of shame. Was that not only with the wider community but within your local Aboriginal community as well, bro?
Yeah, it was definitely within the whole local community and the wider community. It was, we didn't have any, we had maybe one or two gay family members or, people we knew that were gay growing up, and sort of everyone knew who they were, and, that was just a very open thing that we knew. That was sort of a label we put on those people that were, that was our gay cousin or that was our gay uncle or whatever, but... Mm. So there was that shame, I really didn't like that was how I was feeling. Especially in the wider community as well. Being a small country town, there wasn't a lot of people around to, promote that inclusivity and, normalize it. It was all very hetero, it was, very masculine as well. That was the sort of stuff I grew up with and, the sort of impact that all had on me as a teenager.
So when was it when you started to explore your sexuality and feel comfortable with who you were as a man?
That was my early 20s. I think I was probably 20, 21 when I first told someone that I was gay. And, it was pretty, it was like being reborn, I guess. Because I sort of decided at some point in my teens that I was just going to be living my life as a straight person. And, I guess these things have a way of forcing themselves into life. And I'm glad that I was able to, come to the end of that journey. I think the biggest sort of factor in that was moving away. So I moved up to Sydney when I was 19. And, just that distance from the community I grew up in and being by myself, having to become more independent, it'll help to, give me the courage to explore that and finally accept it.
You've been on a big journey indeed. So what does it feel like now to have written this book? Do you feel like it was some kind of therapy for you, bro?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I first started writing it, it was probably 3 years ago now. In the process of developing the story and, writing about a boy falling in love with another boy, it was all very liberating and it was definitely a little bit therapeutic. I mean, writing for me is therapeutic anyway, but it definitely helped me feel more comfortable with myself, writing this character who is very much inspired by how I was feeling as a teen and he's taken a different path than I did then. So, yeah, it was very good for me to, you know, explore that journey with him while I was breathing life into him. And so I think it's definitely helped to write about this story and this character.
What do you hope that readers will get out of it, the young people? It's written, of course, for young adult fiction, which is for ages 14 plus. What do you hope that young people will get from reading your words?
I just hope that, if they're, maybe a gay kid or, someone who identifies as LGBTQ, or maybe that's a secret that they're holding, just to know that they're not alone. And hopefully there'll be more stories that represent, these different identities in the future. But, just to know that they're not alone, they have a voice. And, in particular, just, Aboriginal kids. There's not a lot of stories about Aboriginal kids written by Aboriginal authors. So, just to know that you have a voice and you are important, and, your place in the world is valid.
I love the front cover. It's a beautiful graphic. Who did the artwork for your book?
Oh yeah, I know, right? I love it too. It's beautiful. It was done by an Aboriginal artist named Catholic. He's from, I think, Darwin. So my publishers seeked him out, and he ended up doing the cover art for the book. I think Hafleg. He's on Instagram. He's really talented. If you go onto his Instagram and check out his other artwork, it's really good. Yeah, he's very talented.
It's a very deadly book indeed. Is there anything else we should be talking about while we have you on the line today, Gary?
Hopefully, I'm noticing these days, but hopefully more Aboriginal books written by Aboriginal authors in the future aimed at young adult audiences. I think that was definitely a massive gap in the market when I was a teen. I think I would have been a better reader then if there were more Aboriginal books out there to read that were targeted at me as a 16 or a 15-year-old. I'm hoping, I'm very hopeful for the future that there'll be more books by Aboriginal authors for young adults.
And I can relate to what you're saying there. Back in my day, there weren't any Aboriginal books written for my age group, say 14, 15 years old. Mm. And I'd be having to read, Aussie books, and I just couldn't connect with the characters, which made it really hard for me to learn how to read, I guess, and embrace reading, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think one of the best books I read, I was maybe when I was 17 or 18, it's called The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. It's written by a Native American author, Sherman Alexie, I believe is his name. That's just basically the story of him growing up on an American, Native American reservation. So sort of the story of his childhood. That was one of the best books I read, and I wish there was a book like that I'd picked up then that was about an Aboriginal kid, maybe growing up on an Aboriginal mission or, reserve or something. But yeah, there's definitely a need for those stories to come out and, be accessible for readers.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.